This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Former Missouri Governor Roger Wilson has been sentenced to 2 years of probation for misusing money to make political donations. The 63-year-old Wilson pleaded guilty in April to one count of misdemeanor campaign finance fraud the same day his federal indictment was announced. He admitted that he improperly steered $8,000 to the state Democratic Party in 2009 while serving as CEO of Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company, a state-created workers' compensation firm. Wilson could have received up to 6 months in prison under federal sentencing guidelines. Wilson was a state senator for 14 years, then served two terms as lieutenant governor. He became governor for 3 months after Mel Carnahan died in a plane crash in October of 2000 while running for the U.S. Senate. A so-called blue ribbon panel created by the Missouri House to review the state's transportation needs met yesterday in Columbia. All areas of transportation are being discussed as the Citizens Committee on Missouri's Transportation Needs tours the Show Me State. However, the possibility of toll roads has gotten the most attention. Retired State Senator Bill McKenna co-chairs the committee.
It seems like there's no middle ground on tolls. You're either for it or against it or don't say anything. So there's no consensus that we've seen develop, in my opinion, yet in that area.
The transportation panel has two more public meetings scheduled this summer and will make recommendations for lawmakers to craft new bills next year. A new report by the Missouri Foundation for Health estimates that about two-thirds of Missouri's more than 800,000 uninsured could get insurance under the federal health care law. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LeCapper reports, the county-level data suggests that rural counties will benefit the most.
The analysis uses census data to project how the number of uninsured could change in every county in Missouri under the Affordable Care Act. The Missouri Foundation for Health's Ryan Barker says most of Missouri's newly insured will be from urban counties.
For example, in Jackson County, which is the Kansas City area, about 70,000 people will gain coverage. St. Louis County, about 60,000. St. Louis City, about 40,000.
Barker says in rural areas, which are less densely populated, the numbers will be much lower. But he says percentage-wise, rural counties stand to benefit the most from the health care law. Knox, Hickory, and Ozark counties, for example, could see close to 15% of their residents gain coverage. I'm Veronique LeCapra.
In the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling upholding the federal health law, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is not taking a clear stance on whether he thinks the state should take part in a voluntary expansion of its Medicaid program. The health law originally required states to raise Medicaid eligibility to about 130% of the federal poverty level, but the Supreme Court ruling now leaves that decision up to the states. Speaking to reporters in Kansas City yesterday, Nixon said he hopes to work with providers, businesses, and lawmakers to figure out what's best for the state.
If both the law is complicated as well as the opinion is complicated, then there are a myriad of issues, and we're going to work to make sure that our goal is to make sure that Missourians have access to affordable health insurance while continuing to keep our fiscal house in order, and that will guide us through it.
If states do opt into the expansion, the federal government would fully pay for it for 3 years starting in 2014. Then states would be responsible for a portion of the costs. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is filing a lawsuit to challenge the ballot summary for a measure restricting the creation of a state health insurance exchange without specific approval from lawmakers or voters. Kinder, a Republican, accuses Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan of writing a summary that misleads voters. Kinder is scheduled to hold a news conference across the state today. The Republican-controlled state legislature referred to this year's ballot a proposal that would bar Missouri officials from taking steps to create a health insurance exchange without approval from voters or the legislature. It also would prohibit state departments from taking federal money to prepare for an online insurance marketplace. The federal law requires states to create exchanges by 2014 or have one operated for them by the federal government. With the University of Missouri Press expected to begin phasing out operations over the next 6 months, some within the industry are exploring new models for scholarly communication. One of the ideas proposed involves a push towards digital publishing. But as KBIA's Raymond Tungekar reports, some are raising questions over how much money could be saved by transitioning to a digital format.
Speaking on KBIA's Intersection, University of Missouri Press Editor-in-Chief Claire Wilcox said that 75% to 80% of a book's publishing cost involves expenses that take place before a book is even manufactured. He says costs relating to acquisition, peer review, copy editing, and marketing comprise the bulk of the expense, meaning that digital publishing is nearly as expensive as print.
And then you still have to distribute that ebook in some fashion, but But so it's a bit misleading to think that you're going to see drastic savings if you publish in an e-book format.
According to a survey released earlier this year by the Association for American University Presses, 93% of the presses surveyed said they pursued individual e-book sales. Raymond Hungacar, KBIA News.
Vice President Joe Biden praised Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill as, quote, a strong, strong ally while helping raise money for her reelection campaign. Biden headlined a private fundraiser yesterday for McCaskill at a home in Kansas City. Biden, a former senator from Delaware, described McCaskill as, quote, the toughest, most principled person in the United States Senate. McCaskill's campaign declined to say how much money she raised, but the campaign said 160 people attended and each paid a minimum of $500. Some could have contributed considerably more. The money was being split among McCaskill's campaign and federal and state Democratic committees. McCaskill will face the winner of an August Republican primary that includes businessman John Bruner, former state treasurer Sarah Steelman, and Congressman Todd Akin. The St. Louis Medical Examiner's Office has confirmed 7 more deaths from the heat, bringing the total number of heat-related deaths in the region to 12 since the heat wave began last month. 10 of those 12 deaths have been inside the city of St. Louis. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.